Future, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Our starter for this week is Drew's Blues. Pianist Kenny Drew with his own compo, his own blues, Drew's Blues. Kenny was classically trained, took to jazz in high school. He actually went to High School of Music and Art in Manhattan, but then really struggled to find work. His contemporaries, Horace Silver, Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, Wynton Kelly, had all become major jazz names. And it wasn't until trumpeter Howard McGee used him on a Jan 1950 Blue Note recording session that he came to both the jazz community and the public's attention. After that, he was much in demand, working with Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young, Charlie Parker, Dexter Gordon, John Coltrane, for example. He moved to Paris in 61 and then on to Copenhagen in 64, where he remained for the rest of his life. This recording was made in New York, April 53, with Dylan Curly Russell bass and Art Blakey drums. Joy of unconfined joys! There's a new Ellington album out, live in Uppsala, Sweden in 71. Going to play you the last two songs of the concert. First one, maybe new to you. Yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
You're wonderful. Tremendous inspiration. I'd like to make one little statement through Billy Strayhorn's Lotus Blossom.
A perfectly recorded concert has just been discovered. The second one of the evening in Uppsala, Sweden, the university town northwest of Stockholm, November the 9th, 1971, towards the end of the Ellington Band's tour of Europe of that year. That first song was One More Time for the People, and written by the Duke earlier that year, 71, and originally called There's a Place. Nell Brookshire and Tony Williams share the vocals, tenorman Harold Ashby solos. The second song was obviously self-explanatory. Ellington alone at the piano with his favourite Billy Strayhorn compo, Lotus Blossom. And Strays himself said it was the song he most liked the Duke to play. And that was it. Malmö, Sweden the following night, Munich, Germany the next night, and so on. This Storyville album is called Uppsala 71, an absolute must for Ellington fans. And here's a Tubby Hayes number. Mm-hmm. Back in October 61, Tubby Hayes travelled to the US and, amongst many other things, recorded a terrific album for Columbia with the great Ellingtonian trumpet player Clark Terry, and it was called The New York Sessions. The 1990 CD reissue of this LP included four bonus tracks. Three of the tracks didn't feature Clark Terry. So I had to choose the bonus track with Clark Terry, naturally. It's Tubbs tenor, Clark trumpet, with Horace Parlan piano, George Duvivier bass and Dave Bailey drums. We heard the gospely Simple Waltz, which has the two co-leaders, Tubbs and Clark, swinging brilliantly. Long track, so I just had to shorten it, I'm afraid, a bit. This next album has the apt title of Sing Me Softly of the Blues.
Thank you.
a Japanese Venus album recorded in New York, September 97, one of a fair number that pianist Steve Coon recorded for the label. All first class and expensive. It's always worth mentioning of Venus. Expensive enough, certainly, that they could have run to an English translation of the Japanese liner notes, I'd say, and I often do. George Mraz bass, Pete LaRocca Sims drums. That was a Steve Swallow compo called Sticky Kisses, bringing to mind small chocolate and cream-covered children. Hey, we're off to Birdland. You have to wonder if the MC is going to stay awake until the 4 a.m. closing time. He's sounding tired, but in fairness, it's already after 3 a.m.
Dill Harris and the All-Stars from the stage of Birdland. This Friday night, Saturday morning, we have a long way to go, right through till 4 o'clock here on the Birdland Show. Of course, the tenor work was done by Eddie Lockjaw Davis. You know, Eddie will be here Monday night, which is that jazz session night in Birdland. Eddie with the group, that's when the regular show is off, and also Kay Winding for this coming Monday here in Birdland, when there's no minimum charge at the table, so try to make it if you possibly can. Phil, what do you say we slow down just a bit, get into the ballad department? Does that sound okay to you? All right, Bill, let's have a little bit of Your Blasé.
Thank you.
thing done by Bill Harris and the All-Stars titled You're Blasé.
Bill Harris, trombone, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, tenor, Don Abney, piano, Gene Ramey, bass, Ed Shaughnessy, drums. May 52 at Birdland. Bill Harris is the leader and a big name back then. He'd been in Woody Herman's first herd in 44 and after that took a good share of the trombone pole winners' trophies, really from then until 52, beating his later much better-known contemporaries J.J. Johnson, Benny Green, Kai Vinding. Only Jack Teagarden came above him on a regular basis. But maybe he wasn't temperamentally suited to being a leader, despite his success at it, and he rejoined Woody, 56 to 58, his third stint in that band. We heard You're Blasé. If this next song, a Horace Silver compo, was pared back any more, it would be silent. Horace Silver's Sweet Stuff, short and sweet stuff, I should say, a two horn-fronted quartet on Fresh Sound's New Talent label, in fact, a subdivision of that label, as this is all West Coast musos, recorded in Glendale, California, May 2017. The two co-leaders are Daniel Rotem, tenor, Josh Johnson, alto, both alumni of the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz Performance Program, clumsy name, but worthy organisation. Alex Boneham, bass, and Christian Human drums. You won't be surprised to know that the next song is called Japanese Tea House. Won't be surprised once you've heard the music, I should have said. This Steeplechase Feb 2010 recorded album is called Prayer for Peace. The leader is the pianist Stanley Cowell, and he wrote that song, Japanese Tea House, as the final section of his Asian Art Suite, inspired by his many trips to the Far East and Japan in particular. It's Cowell's first recording session for over 10 years. He's been dedicated to his teaching at Rutgers University, where he's in charge of their jazz program. On this recording date, he's joined by two fellow faculty members, Mike Richmond bass and Victor Lewis drums, plus an exceptionally talented young 20-year-old called Sunny Cowell, Stanley's daughter, who plays viola and sings on some tracks. By this time, Sunny was taking a law degree with the intention of following her mother into the legal profession, and she's somehow managed to continue to sing and be a lawyer. Goodness, this next one is a contrast. The well-known traditional song Wade in the Water, a big hit for pianist Ramsey Lewis, you'll remember. That was in 66. This version was recorded shortly after that, but not released until 1995. Odd, huh? It's the funky, jazzy, poppy group Booker T and the MGs. Booker T. Jones, Hammond B3, Steve Cropper guitar, Duck Dunn bass guitar, Al Jackson drums. Next up, a vocal.
Baby, take me down to Duke's place. Wildest fox in town is Duke's place. Love that piano sound in Duke's place. Sexes do their tricks in Duke's place. Fellas swing their chicks in Duke's place. Come on, get your kicks in Duke's place. Thank you. place. Take your tootsies into Duke's place. Life is in a spinning Duke's place.
Little known, but very talented, Dori Howard, with the vocal Duke's Place, based on C-Jam Blues. She's backed by the Eddie Costa Quintet. Well, sometimes she is. On this Dot LP, she's also backed by the Don Elliott Quintet. But either way, it's exactly the same five musos. Eddie Costa, piano here, vibes and organ elsewhere. Don Elliott flits between trumpet, mellophone and vibes. Mundell Lowe, guitar, Milt Hinton, bass and Ozzie Johnson, drums. Recorded in New York City, September 59, Dori, short for Doris, only made this solitary album. She blamed the Beatles. Jazz violin now, violin and mandolin, in fact. Thank you. It's the David Grisman Quintet, featuring Svend Asmussen, and recorded November 86, live at Fat Tuesday's New York City. That was a Grisman original, Swinging with Svend. Grisman is on mandolin, and he calls his sound dog music, combining jazz, bluegrass and folk. Asmussen is an out-and-out jazzer, born in Copenhagen back in 1916. He lived to be 100 and recorded as a leader, big band leader, sideman. He recorded with Ellington, Benny Goodman, Stefan Grappelli. This is a great record. Dimitri Vandellos guitar, James Kerwin bass, George Marsh drums. Next, a vocalist we really should play more often, Kate McGarry.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, well, you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing, changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pens, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. Don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. And the times, they are a-changing, changing. Oh, oh, oh.
The first surprise is how seldom we featured Kate McGarry, a fabulous singer. Second surprise is how few, and I mean few as in a handful, how few jazz interpretations of Bob Dylan's songs exist. Kate probably doubles the score. The times, they are a-changing. Kate sings and plays the Indian Shruti box, a drone-like sound, like a harmonium. Her husband, Keith Gant's guitar, Gary Versace organ, piano and accordion, Reuben Rogers bass, Clarence Penn drums, plus Peter Eldridge brushes on a cardboard box, and James Shipp Talking Drum, recorded very end of December 2007, very early Jan 2008. It's bebop time. On the base premise, you can't have too much of a good thing, another visit to the wonderful Mosaic box set of Savoy bebop recordings, 45 to 49. Definitely our last, though, an alternate take of Bass Sea Jam by a group co-led by Detroiters Howard McGee and Milt Jackson. Fabulous trumpet playing by Howard McGee. We mentioned Maggie earlier in conjunction with Kenny Drew, you might remember. Milt Jackson on vibes, who we know well from his band-leading days and his 742-year stint with MJQ. Recorded in Chicago late December. Two Heath brothers, Jimmy Tenor and Percy Bass, Will Davis piano and Joe Harris drums. Bass Sea Jam was written by tenor man Don Bias and often went under the alternate name of Bias a Drink. Ha ha. A sad farewell to this magnificent box set as it's now being sent off to the filing department. Bebop to spiritual.
Thank you.
a fabulous solo piano Jan 2012 recorded album called Reflections of a Grateful Heart by Eric Reed. All religious songs, psalms, hymns, spirituals. In fact, that song, a Billy Taylor original, is called Spiritual. And that lovely piece brings us to the end of this week's show. As ever, I do hope you've had fun listening and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.